lit the world on fire last year. He and Julio Jones were probably the two best, no disrespect to Garrett, but two best freshman wide receivers last year, you know, in the Southeast. How difficult is it? You know, what should Georgia fans expect next year from Marlon Brown and for Orson Charles? How hard is it to pick up receiving as a freshman?
A lot of it has to do with how well they were coached in high school and the system that they came out of. It's not necessarily the coaching that they got in high school. It's the system that they came out of and how well they make that transition, how well they understand the game of football. If they understand how to read coverages and that kind of thing, that takes them a long way. I've talked to several kids that have made that transition, and that's the biggest thing is being able to pick up the intelligence of the game as far as what's going on the other side of the ball, be able to make that transition.
Okay, so it's going to depend on the actual player next year, and I think at Georgia in particular, because I want to spend the next 15 seconds or so on Georgia before we move on in segment two, but they've got opportunities. With Muhammad Massaqua leaving, Alex, they certainly have opportunities to come in there and play. Yes, Michael Moore will be there, Chris Durham, the upperclassmen, but those guys, they will get a chance when they spread it out to four and five wide receiver looks.
Well, definitely. The guys that have been there before, Chris Durham, Michael Moore, they're solid receivers, possession guys that will complement those big freshmen and sophomores really nicely. And just put this out there, has Georgia ever had as much talent as they do right now at wide receiver, top flight talent, looking back? Can you guys think of a receiving corps that's just as talented as this?
Well, they were certainly pretty good back in the day when they had Gibson and Reggie Brown and people like that. But
Terrence Edwards.
I will say that these guys, it's a very impressive unit that they will trot out there next year. Now, when we come back, we're going to take a look at Bryce Brown. Guys, he made a decision on where he's going to college next season, the number one recruit in the country according to Scout or Rivals. All those guys had this guy pegged as the top number one. So we'll see. We'll reveal where he decided to go. I'm sure you've already heard, but if you haven't, we'll let that be known. This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Do you have a bracket?
Yeah.
Are you in the office pool?
Yes, I am super cool.
Then you better keep it locked right here.
It's all good.
All of our hosts specialize in bracketology.
Don't get psychic with me, fella.
First for sports, 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Yeah.
These days, we're all looking for new ways to save. Maybe you're spending less on entertainment, or maybe you're simply staying in more. Here at Charter, we understand. That's why we're happy to tell you about a great way to save money while getting the best cable, internet, and phone services for your home. Right now, you can get the Charter Bundle, starting at $99.97 a month. That's cable TV with a crystal clear picture and the channels you love, plus the fastest, most reliable internet speeds available. You also save more than 35% on your current phone bill with unlimited local and long-distance calling. With Charter, you can count on savings all year long.
Get cable, internet, and phone on one easy bill with the Charter Bundle, starting at $99.97 a month for 12 months. Call 1-877-SAVE-114. That's 1-877-728-3114, or visit charter.com today. Count on savings of $25 or more every month, and ask about ways to lock in your rate until 2011.
Limited time offer. Claims based on ComScore report Q208 and provider websites 10-17-08. Standard grades apply after promotional period. Taxes, fees, and installation extra. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Free. You have to admit, that's a pretty low price. But that's the price for a multi-point inspection at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. It's free. Get a detailed report of the overall condition of your vehicle. But that's not all. Your dealer also has special offers right now. Get Motorcraft brakes installed by a Ford-trained expert for just $79.95 or less after $20 mail-in rebate. Motorcraft brakes installed just $79.95 plus tax. And our Motorcraft Tested Tough Plus battery is now just $59.95 after $20 mail-in rebate, including a powerful 84-month warranty. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going. Visit your participating Atlanta area Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. No appointment necessary. We service all makes and models. Open Saturday. Hurry. Offers end 3/31/09. Battery with exchange, $79.95 MSRP. Taxes and installation extra. Limit one rebate per axle. Brake pads on most cars and light trucks.
You want the scoop on the NFL draft? How about the experience of Ryan Stewart, David Pollock, and Chris Domino, who since 1982 has been making fun of the goofballs who go to the Radio City Music Hall to attend the draft live?
Sarcasm is losers trying to bring winners down to their level.
First for football, 790 The Zone.
Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. We are talking recruiting until 3 o'clock today. Fletcher Proctor, Alex Ewalt, Ryan Jones, very special guest in studio.
Maury Avery.
Was I saying Maury? That's wrong. It's Maury.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
That's
I have that problem all the time. It's that's my bad, but we do what we can. We were talking before the break about Bryce Brown, the number one recruit in all of high school football, who ended up signing this week, waiting nearly a month after signing day happened. Originally committed to Miami. Originally said he was going to go to Miami because his brother went there. And then the soap opera goes, he didn't like. The brother was saying, don't come here. So it's like, oh, well, do I want to go to Kansas State? Do I want to go to Tennessee? Where do I want to go now? Drama, drama, drama. Turns out he signs with?
Tennessee and the shirtless recruiter, Lane Kiffin.
Shirtless recruiter.
Was there any topless recruiting going on with Bryce Brown? Or
I don't know. I don't know. I think that was a junior day.
We'll have him on the show.
Now, you know that's one of those things that comes from USC. Pete Carroll does that thing, too.
When Garrett was being recruited, did anyone ever take their shirt off in an attempt to get him to come there?
Nobody did, but I don't think that would have enticed him to go there.
maybe it feels a co-ed, but regardless. Let me ask you this. Is this a good move for Bryce Brown, Alex? I mean, I know you follow recruiting. He's going to go. I mean, you already have Tarin Poole, who signed there last year from Stevens County in Georgia. You had this year the kid from Milton.
Tony Williams.
Yeah. Exactly. Who goes there. There's another kid out of Texas that ended up signing there whose name slips to mind right now. And now you have Bryce Brown. He's going and he's looking at a full depth chart, and that doesn't even include the guys already there in Montavio Hardesty. And, there was one other guy who was not Stevens. He's the quarterback. I really need to have this in front of me. But I know there was two guys who played last year for them, and then a redshirt freshman, and then three other true freshmen who will be competing with him. Was this a smart move for Bryce Brown?
Well, for Bryce Brown, for him, I guess it's interesting after that comment he made a couple weeks ago talking about how Tennessee didn't have the pieces in place to have the type of team that Lane Kiffin would want in his first year. And basically people thought, I guess after that comment he'd sort of written him off, but coming out of nowhere with Tennessee, yeah, you talk about the stacked depth chart. I guess he seems like a pretty confident kid and thinks he's going to play right away. Now, if he does not play right away, how's it going to play out? I mean, his recruitment, I can't remember anything in high school sports, in college recruiting, that has even approached the kind of drama. Things might have been close, but the kind of drama that he has created with his recruitment, I don't know. Is a character like that, is he going to settle down once he gets on campus? Is his whole, you know, back home entourage? And actually, Maury can sort of add to this. You know indirectly his mentor or sort of who was guiding him in his recruiting.
I've met him.
You met him. Okay. I didn't want to misrepresent anything there. But a lot is made of who has been guiding him and giving him counsel. But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if he doesn't get that playing time, what will happen.
And I want to ask you a question about this, if I can, because you'll know a little bit more about this than the rest of us do. He was rated a five-star athlete, right? A five-star athlete, Bryce Brown was, to start this thing off. Then all of a sudden, he kind of got dropped to a four-star when a bunch of news came out about potential baggage. And then even, I think, some recruiting services had him down to three stars when he officially signed with Tennessee. Can you explain a little bit about stars and recruiting players, a little bit about that? How does that work? How does a guy who is a three-star, just because he's uncommitted on signing day, become a five-star? Is it just because, you know, these places like scout.com, they want publicity or something? Or how does that really work?
Well, the way the system really is supposed to work is the five-star is really the top 25 guys in the nation. Mm-hmm. And then the next one would be a four-star, which is in the top, I think, 350 in the nation. And then I think a three-star is the top 750, and then it kind of falls from there. That's the way the system generally works. A lot of guys get moved around for a number of reasons. You know, sometimes the full evaluations aren't done on the kids, and when the recruiting pool looks at the full evaluation, they may say he doesn't have the looseness in his hips or he doesn't have the lateral movement or whatever, and they may downgrade him. Like in Garrett's case, Garrett probably rode all year long as a two-star, and then just right at the end, you know, all of a sudden they got his senior film and they jumped him up to a three-star. It really doesn't change anything in recruiting because the college coaches are going to recruit you for what they see, not necessarily what the stars mean.
Yeah, and that's one thing that you've talked to Paul Johnson about, Alex, that he doesn't care about stars. He's looking for players that will fit his offense. And he doesn't. I don't think Paul Johnson particularly cares if a guy's a five-star quarterback or if he's a two-star quarterback. As long as he can run that, you know, option that Paul Johnson wants to run, he's going to go after him. So those stars, they're nice for February battles, but when it comes to November, they really don't mean a lot, do they?
Well, definitely. And in Paul Johnson's case, he did pretty well at Navy with some no-star athletes, guys that weren't recruited anywhere because they ended up at the Naval Academy. A lot of guys ended up at the service academies. You know, that's a certain type of player. And at Tech, it's similar, you know, in that example, as far as guys bringing them into the system and making it work. Maybe they weren't the four- or five-star quarterback. Obviously, four- and five-star quarterbacks can certainly fit into the system. We've seen that as well as running backs at Tech. But getting back to Bryce Brown, talking about dropping him as far as his baggage and recruitment and the drama that's been around it, you know, as far as the actual star count, I understand where guys are, their star counts are dropped because maybe they aren't going to qualify. There's a lot of questions around that. It's kind of hard to quantify, you know, baggage and a negative impact that a player could have at a program because you never know. I mean, you never know. A guy could step on campus, create all sorts of problems where there weren't any before, or a guy with a recruitment like Bryce Brown could step on campus and be the model citizen. So I think basically you got to pretty much confine it to on-the-field play as far as star count.
Well, I think with Bryce Brown, I think based on the videos and the films I've seen on him, he's a guy that could play right away. I mean, he has the speed. He has breakaway speed. He has size to break tackles. So, I mean, Tennessee has a kind of a tough decision because you signed David Oku and Tony Williams, who I've seen plenty of at Milton. He's a bigger back that can definitely break tackles. It's going to be a battle in the spring and towards the fall to see who wins that number one running back spot.
Well, Lennon Creer, by the way, was the name I couldn't think of.
Right. Okay.
Well, one thing I look at when I look at their high school film, I don't always look at the player. I look at the quality of their competition. And that plays a big factor in it because a kid can look awesome on a high school film, but it's maybe because of the quality that he was going against. And I haven't evaluated that to look at Bryce's film to be able to make that decision. But that's one of the key things that I know coaches look at a lot is the quality of the competition they're going against.
Now, you do take a look at some athletes that are coming out, like some of the ones that just signed maybe this past February. Could you talk about some of the best ones that you saw maybe tape-wise that you think are really going to be successful, just in your opinion? They don't have to be local. They can be national. They can be small programs. Just anyone that you were really impressed with, I guess.
You know, I kind of removed myself from really looking at the high Division I guys because
right.
What my service has been focusing on it has been the local guys
that
aren't on Scout and Rivals.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah,
who I guess, like I had a chance to see North Cobb's Rico Mack. I don't know if you've seen
yes.
stuff on him. And I was just so impressed with what Rico Mack could do. I know he's about 5'10", 5'9", you know, with his cleats on, but he's just such – He was such an exciting player that he's going to go, in my opinion. I'm not sure who he signed with, but I would
say Valdosta State or someone like that.
Yeah,
West Georgia.
If he went to a Samford or a Valdosta State or somebody like that, he could really make an impact and be one of those guys where in a few years it's one of those, what a great career he had. I remember watching him at North Cobb.
Well, just as, you know, to say this, Garrett's team on Roswell, the quarterback, Dustin Tolliver. I mean, I feel like the best quarterback in the state of Georgia his senior year. And he got some offers from Division I schools, but he didn't land one. He ended up going to a Division I AA school, Samford in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, right.
Let me tell you something. That is probably the best place Dustin could possibly be. He went there. He's played. He's doing wonderful academically. They absolutely love him there. Pat Sullivan is his head coach. You know, this summer he's going to be hanging out with Peyton Manning at a passing camp as a counselor. This kid, you know, he's on top of the world, and he's not at a big Division I school that's seen on TV all the time. But he's going to get an opportunity, and that's what's out there for a lot of kids.
All right, hold that thought right there. When we come back after this break, I want to talk some more about these kids, maybe under the radar, some local kids that you've been following. That will be rising seniors, maybe who are going to be out at this camp. I've got a couple of names that I'm going to throw out there, get your opinion on, and so much more. This is SCORE Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
Jeff Foxworthy joins the boys.
You're right. When Coach K gets on a roll, Coach K could cuss in a truck stop. And truckers would be going, hey, there's mechanics in here. But like off the court, he's like such a cool guy.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Join the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation on Monday, April 20th for the annual CCFA Golf Classic. This year it will be held at the Atlanta Athletic Club, home to the 2011 PGA Championship. Registration is limited to the first 64 foursomes. You and Atlanta's finest golfers will tee it up to help raise crucial research dollars for the millions of people fighting these painful, unpredictable digestive diseases. Sponsorships are also available. Call 404-982-0616 today to reserve your spot.
High heels, low heels, boots, sandals. Ladies, come into Off-Broadway Shoes right now and you'll find the latest in design.
Hey, wait a minute. Off-Broadway Shoe Warehouse is not just for women. Off-Broadway Shoes has a complete selection of man's shoes, too. Manly brands for manly work, play, and just hanging out with the guys. Manly brands like Puma, Adidas, Sperry, and Timberland. And Off-Broadway Shoes has the one thing manly men love best. Amazing prices. Up to 40% off every day. Hey, you could pay more for the exact same shoes at department stores, but why would a manly man do that? So yeah, Off-Broadway is where the women go to buy their shoes at super low prices. But it's also an amazing place for guys like us to get man-sized deals on our shoes, too. Off-Broadway Shoe Warehouse. Even the word warehouse has kind of a manly ring to it. For the location nearest you, visit offbroadwayshoes.com. Manly.
Don't miss the thrilling speeds and heart-pounding excitement of AMA Pro Racing as the Suzuki Superbike Showdown returns to Road Atlanta with a new spring date this April 3rd through 5th. Come and see Suzuki, Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, and all your favorite riders, including Matt Millett, Neil Hodgson, Jamie Hacking, and Georgia's own Jeff May and Aaron Yates, battle it out and attack the course at 185 miles per hour. Don't miss what is sure to be the tightest competition in years. Also, check out AM's freestyle stunt shows, Fender Village, Fan Party at Cycle Nation, and more. Ticket prices are discounted 20%, and kids 12 and under get in free. So get to RoadAtlanta.com or call 800-849-RACE. That's 800-849-RACE to get your tickets now. This race only happens once a year here in Georgia and only at Road Atlanta. To get your tickets for Superbike now, call 800-849-RACE or go to RoadAtlanta.com.
Hey guys, Chris D'Amino here, and there are a few things in life that really stink. Your favorite team doesn't make the playoffs. Milk, it's gone sour. You pour it on your cereal and you go, that's not what I want. And of course, an icy cold shower. If you got an old water heater, that's exactly what you might be facing. Let me give you to Jay. He's Atlanta's plumber. He's the honest plumber from Superior Plumbing.
Thanks, D'Amino. Did you know the average life of a water heater is only about 8 years? So if you've been in a home for 8 years or more, or the house was built over 8 years ago, it's time to get that water heater checked now.
Uh-oh. You see that look on my face? Guess what I've got? A water heater that's approaching 8 years old. You know what that means? It's time to get it checked out. We're absolutely in that window, Jay.
And today's water heaters are more energy efficient and safer for your family. And who couldn't use a little extra money back on their energy bills these days?
If you call Superior Plumbing and mention 79 of the Zone, they're going to give you $50 off your service. Call Superior Plumbing. They're the honest plumbers because you deserve more than a monkey with a wrench.
It's big. It's amazing. It's Comcast Limited Basic Cable for as low as $10 a month for 12 months. You heard right. Comcast Limited Basic Cable for as low as $10 a month for 12 months. You get great reception on all your local channels, plus updated local weather, and much more. You'll be amazed at the difference cable makes. Even better, get Limited Basic Cable free for a full year when you sign up for Comcast phone or internet for as low as $24.95 each per month. Call 404-COMCAST now and see what you've been missing. Hurry and lock in your savings. An offer this great won't last long. Limited
tab offer. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Call Comcast for more information.
It's big. It's amazing. It's Comcast Limited Basic Cable for as low as $10 a month for 12 months. Call 404-COMCAST. 404-COMCAST. It's a limited time offer, so call now. 404-COMCAST.
Catch the Hawks as they jockey for playoff position.
Blocked by Al Horford.
Look out below. Put it on the highlight film.
Right into his face. He gave it the facial that time.
Put it on the highlight film.
And every game matters. Brought to you by Coors Light,
AT&T Wireless,
McDonald's,
and Bacardi.
First for sports. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone, 790thezone.com. Hey, if you're at home listening to us on the internet, that's awesome. We appreciate it. Thank you very much for taking time out of your Sunday. We'll be here until 3 o'clock. My name is Fletcher Proctor alongside Brian Jones, Alex Ewald, and, of course,
Maury Embry.
Very special guest, Maury Embry, joining us. And before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about the players that that we know because we're here at Score Atlanta. We follow the preps. You know, they're not the ones, they're not the Julio Joneses, they're not the A.J. Greens, or even the Garrett Embrys who go off to the major programs. You're focusing on some of the ones that we were focusing before the break on some of the guys that you will remember if you follow Georgia high school football that maybe didn't get the big-time offers. A name I mentioned was Rico Mack, a guy who we found out is going to go to Valdosta State. A great pickup for them. I think that's very good. You mentioned Dustin Taillefer, right?
Yes.
Even though it looks like Taliaferro, it's Taliaferro. I actually, last year doing the high school F5, I got a Roswell dad call up and say it's Taliaferro.
Yeah.
And so from that point on, I said, I'm very sorry. But, you know, and he's going to Samford, correct?
Samford, yes.
And he's doing quite well there.
Right. He was freshman player of the year for the, what conference is that?
That's the Southern Conference. No, Southern. Actually, Samford would be Ohio Valley.
Is it Ohio?
No.
Nope.
They were Furman.
I think you were right.
Oh, okay. Well, Southern
time.
Conference.
Yeah,
well,
they were Furman.
I'll go with my
yeah.
first choice. Southern Conference. So, yeah, excellent yeah. football conference. Absolutely. Some great teams there.
But and next weekend, you'll be out at the Score 6 football clinic. Quarterbacks,
yes.
wide receivers, and whatnot. And you'll be out there. Tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing. You'll be helping the parents and some of the players.
Basically, what we're trying to do at Score Recruiting is we are trying to be an education venue for the parents. The one thing that people don't realize is the kids only go through this one time in their life. And you want to make sure that you get that right for that kid and not miss any opportunities or not make the mistakes that a lot of parents made. I know I made a few along my way with Garrett, and that's what I'm trying to prevent. Also, to make the parents understand what recruiting is all about. The coaches, the college coaches, go through it every year, and it's second nature to them. And it's not that they take advantage of families, but there's just a lot of families. There's no good place to get all the education, and that's what we're trying to pull to the families is have a place where they can go and ask the questions. What does this mean? Where does my kid really stand with this? And we try to evaluate what the information they're getting and where that kid really stands with the schools that are actively recruiting them, hopefully.
Now, during the break, we had an interesting conversation about, and you actually mentioned something which surprised me a bit, was that his junior year, Garrett had 15 receptions.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then one year later, he ends up getting a scholarship to a major Division I team in Oregon Ducks. How did you go about doing that? I mean, that's not a lot of press for a junior year entering your senior year. How did you go about doing that?
I did the research. You know, I came to the conclusion it takes between 500 and 700 hours to really get a kid recruited. And you have to really work. Now, first of all, you got to have the kid evaluated. You have to have someone independently evaluate the kid to tell you whether or not they feel that the kid can play at Division I, Division II, and Division III. And there's several camps out there that can do that for you. And I had that done with Garrett. And basically, throw a name out, Stacy Bailey. Is his camp, the Affinity Camp, was one of the camps that I put Garrett in, and I took Garrett and Stacy saw him, and Stacy said, "Man, this kid is great." Stacy also coached Bryce Butler at USC, and so you know Garrett got to compare himself with Bryce a lot. So that was the first thing. So once I was committed that, and I felt that I had someone else telling me that he could play at that level, then at that point I took those 15 catches that he had and I put them on film. The four touchdowns he had, I put them on film. He had some defense, and I put him on. And I actually started marketing campaign to the schools that he thought he wanted to go to and that we thought he could play at. And we market some Division I AA and some Division II schools. We didn't discriminate as far as what schools we looked at.
Yeah, you stick – I hate to use the expression, but you stick the different pokers in the different fires and see what turns out. Now, a lot of parents I've followed a lot of Georgia high school football, and it's really weird down here. A lot of teams run – the wing T, you know, and in a wing T offense, the wide receiver not necessarily going to get a lot of catches, maybe just 15 in a season. But there are ways to go about. Obviously, you did it. You know, if you only catch 15 balls and four touchdowns, you can still get a major scholarship offer. If you're good enough, you get scouted well. And, I mean, am I right in saying that? Don't be discouraged. What I'm saying, it's you said you mentioned earlier, it's not about the system, it's about the player.
Right. Well, one of the things that I instilled in Garrett and that we really pushed hard was it's not about how many catches you get, it's the quality of what you do with those catches. And one of the things we did is, as far as practice go, I told him, you know, if you're only going to get one ball a game, you better make practice very good because you never know who's going to be sitting in the stands or who comes to see you practice. And so you have to really practice hard and make practice your games and really play. And the kids that want to move forward, that's what they have to do because – one thing Garrett learned very quickly at Oregon is they film every practice, every catch, every route. Even how you're walking on the field is filmed.
All right, we're actually going to take a really quick phone call here. We've got Ray from East Point calling in. Ray, welcome to Scoreland's official visit.
Hi, I'd like to ask you about a player from South Gwinnett, the high school of David Green. He's a defensive back named Chaz Jackson. What do you think of his chances of playing in Division One?
Well, actually, I was able to follow South Gwinnett a little bit last year with our Score Atlanta prep editions, and I got a chance to talk to the head coach, John Small. He was very excited about Chaz Jackson. He was a guy that came in, I believe he was a junior last year, correct?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Yeah, and he was excited. The South Gwinnett, the Comets defensive secondary last year, I guess, had lost a lot of players from the previous year, and he was expecting Chaz Jackson, one of which, to step up big time and to make big time contributions. And I think you did last year. South Gwinnett was right in it in the search for a playoff until the last few weeks of the season in a very competitive region. And I think this year he's going to be one of those guys that Coach Small is going to lean on. Jonathan Krause, I believe, will still be there. They're going to lose their quarterback, but I think you're going to see Chaz Jackson and Krause really be the two guys. You're having recruiters come in to see Krause, who I believe got his first SEC offer a few weeks ago. And if they're coming to see him, why not Chaz Jackson get pushed there as well? He's going to be one of the best in that region.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, man. And if you have any questions for us or for Maury Embry, please give us a call, 404-233-7979, star 790, a free call on the AT&T phone. We'll do our best. Now, fortunately, I was able to know a little bit about South Gwinnett there.
Yeah, but nice call, Chaz Jackson there. Now, that is a team that throws the ball a little bit more with a wide receiver.
And he I believe, did play a little bit on offense as well last year, but you're going to see him a lot defensive secondary. And he's a name that you're going to need to look out for this year. I mean, I think whoever is following South Gwinnett for Score next season, whether it be me or whoever, is going to be a name that they're going to write down a lot. Because I know John Small was excited about him last year. Next year, I can only imagine, as a senior, he will be exciting. But in case you didn't know.
Right.
But please give us a call, 404-233-7979, star 790, free call on the AT&T phone. We will be here until 3 o'clock. You're going to stick around until about 2, right?
Yes.
Because if anybody has any questions, and you're obviously going to be out there next week at the Score 6 special camp, which is going to be out at McEachern High School. So parents, if they have any questions, they can stop by and see you there. Alex?
Should be an interesting camp. Kyle Hochman, the head coach at McEachern, this is actually his brother, who has a very interesting background, coached in the German Football League and coached one of their teams to the 1999 title, had the season. They scored the most points of any team on average that season, so not too much press for the GFL. I don't know if many people knew about it, but Kyle Hochman's brother coming down to run this camp. Should see some really good quarterback wide receiver prospects there.
And we talked to him earlier on Score Atlanta Sunday, and he's a former quarterback from the University of Kentucky. So it's not like he's just some dude out there who's trying to come up with the camp.
Right.
He's legit.
No, and,
so that'll be good. It'll be good to have a legit SEC caliber quarterback out there.
And helped out. I know Bobby Bowden had a camp. He was one of the quarterback instructors there. So definitely whoever's in the lineup for the Score 6 camp next week is going to get some really good instruction.
And they picked a great site in McEachern High School, one of the best facilities, high school football facilities in all of the state of Georgia, because McEachern, it used to be a small college, so it benefits recruits coming in because they're going to have like two field turf facilities there. So it's a great site. If you've never been to McEachern High School, you should come out next Sunday.
All right, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we do come back on Score Atlanta's official visit, we're going to take a look at some of the players locally who have gone ahead and committed for next year, some of the top juniors. We're going to hear what Maury has to say about some of those guys and so much more. This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
You're Mayhem in the AM.
Monday on Mayhem in the AM, we talk more about the NCAA tournament. We also find out how the Hawks did on the road in Cleveland against the Cavs. And we sit down and walk of the duck.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Now through April 30th at Barnsley Gardens, receive a special room rate of just $129 on Tuesdays. This deal won't last long. Call 770-773-7480 to reserve your spot.
I've got 500 who will give me 6. I've got 600 now who will give me 7. Anybody in the room now? 7? 7? Once? Twice? Sold. $600. Hey, I'm Rhonda Duffy, owner of Duffy Realty. Besides being the number one agent in Georgia for the last 4 years and 790 The Zone's real estate expert, I'm also a professional auctioneer. And as a way to give back to the community, my Duffy Realty staff and I donate our time and talents to perform charity auctions for worthy causes all over the city, helping them raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. So if your organization, church, school, or foundation is holding a live auction to raise proceeds, Duffy Realty and 790 The Zone are here to help. Most auctioneers charge for their services up to 25% of what they raise. I will provide those same auction services pro bono, free of charge. That way, more money goes to the charity where it will do the most good. So have your auction chairperson go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com to see video of past auctions and schedule your event. That's DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com.
Join the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation on Monday, April 20th at the famed Atlanta Athletic Club for the annual CCFA Golf Classic. Registration limited to 64 foursomes. Call today, 404-982-0616, to reserve your spot.
The madness is back. From the conference tournaments until a new champion is crowned, 790 The Zone is there, covering every blowout, upset, and Cinderella story that is March Madness. And no one does the madness like we do the madness. March Madness coverage on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com is brought to you by Vitamin Water Revive and AT&T Wireless.
Celebrate your Atlanta Falcons with sporting news, Atlanta Business Chronicle, and 790 The Zone. Meet Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan, Coach Mike Smith, and GM Thomas Dimitrov as Sporting News hands out its 2008 Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, and GM of the Year awards.
Here we go.
The event will take place on March 31st from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the Hyatt Regency Atlanta. It will feature special guest Arthur Blank. For more info, visit 790thezone.com.
Contrary to popular belief, there are plenty of lunches you can get for under $3. There's the mom lunch, but it comes with a free side of guilt and advice. There's the boss lunch, but it means a bunch of awkward small talk. Ew. And then there's the delicious McChicken extra value meal from McDonald's for just $2.99. Yum, I think we have a winner. Ding, 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 ding.
Right now, get a McChicken or a double cheeseburger extra value meal with medium fries and a medium drink for just $2.99.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Duh.
Prices and participation may vary.
Man, I dig Inner Monologues. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, look, a fillet of fish just sitting here in my mind being all delicious. Hey!
That's my sandwich.
What? How did you get in my inner monologue?
Door's open. Give it back.
Man, get your own invisible sandwich.
We know you're thinking about it, so answer the call for McDonald's crispy, flaky, double fillet of fish sandwich today. Catch yours with hot fries and a large icy cold Coke. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
March Madness. Brave spring training. The Masters. Hawks postseason. And the NFL Draft. We're talking about it all. Need I say more? First for sports, 790 The Zone.
Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone, 140 on a Sunday afternoon. In case you're wondering what the score of that basketball game is that's going on right now, pretty sure Syracuse is still winning. Is that going to mess up your bracket, Brian?
No, but Wake Forest pretty much killed my bracket. Yeah.
For whatever reason, I had Clemson going to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, that's not smart.
Can't explain it.
That is not smart. But it's Syracuse, they were dominating at halftime. They're still up by 10, 57-47. About 11 minutes to go here in the second half. I've got Arizona State winning this game on my bracket, so I'm going to be watching this one, guys. But getting back into our discussion, Fletcher Proctor, Alex Ewald, Brian Jones, Maury Embry, all here discussing high school recruiting. Football is what we're after right now, and we're going to have a very special guest join us via the telephone in our next segment, Giff Smith. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes.
From Georgia Tech?
The recruiting coordinator at Tech. He's going to be calling in. And definitely got some good questions for him lined up. Tech throwing out some offers there. Throwing out some. Kyle Westman, Walton High School defensive and offensive lineman. And another interesting.
Tell us about the stipulation.
Yes, another interesting Paul Johnson sort of stipulation here, saying that the minute you decide to play offense, you've got a written offer in your mailbox. Sort of deciding on offense or defense here. He's a good lineman both ways. So Paul Johnson just wants to put it all out in the open and see if he's going to play offense.
Do you run into that? I mean, some when you're helping parents out and kids out, where they say, well, I play linebacker and I play fullback, and he wants me as a fullback, but I kind of like to play linebacker. I mean, is that common?
Oh, yes, that's very common. I mean, just with my own son. I mean, Scout and Rivals had him ranked as the number, I think, 64th safety in the nation, and he never played safety. He played corner in high school. But he wanted to be a receiver. And, you know, we talked with Georgia, we talked with Alabama, we talked with Auburn, and all of those guys wanted him to be a safety. But, you know, and so we never got it any further than that because we were very honest up front that he wanted to play offense.
Now, I want to piggyback on something you just said. There's a guy that I think I've said it before, Blake Sims. I think he's the best rising senior quarterback in the state of Georgia next season. Gainesville, the Red Elephants, Blake Sims. I had a chance to watch him a couple times last year in the playoffs. Just phenomenal, phenomenal quarterback. But he's getting a lot of press and heat as a potential safety at the next level. And you see that. Matt Rorick was a guy from North Cobb a few years back who.
Yeah.
I believe he ended up going to Kentucky because they said, hey, you can play
quarterback. Right.
But I think he was thinking about going to Oregon, too, because they were saying, come be our wide receiver.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, kids are going to be stubborn sometimes, but how big is that? I mean, is this common for a team like Georgia Tech to say, you're only going to get one if you play offensive line?
You know, I would rather for a school to be clear because I've seen situations where schools have told kids that, you can be a running back if you come here. And they get on campus, and all of a sudden, they are safeties. And that kid is really disappointed. I would prefer that a school would be up front with the kid as to where they want him to play. And you see it all the time. I mean, I would rather for a school to be up front, and so I knew where I was when I got there.
Yeah, that's true. I think the most recent example that I can think of would have been the Auburn situation with the gentleman from Carver Columbus, the quarterback Furr, who went there and was going to play quarterback, actually enrolled early for the spring practice to play quarterback. And the next thing you know, Tuberville's sticking him over at safety, and then he ends up getting kicked off the team or leaves the team a situation where they're not honest, I guess.
Yeah, he left the team. And in a situation like that where you have confusion about what position a kid wants to play and what the coaching staff wants, it seemed like, especially with Furr, that caused just a lot of strife and he had a couple incidents there, and it eventually just ended up transferring out of there. So I think the philosophy sometimes of getting a kid in there, you know, using whatever means, and then expecting him to fall into whatever position you envision for him, and maybe you don't have the openness of you know, telling him we want you to play this, and we'll give you a committable offer if you make that decision. I think you run into problems with that.
Well, one thing I want to say, parents and kids have to realize that less than 1% of all high school seniors are going to get a chance to play Division I football. So my thing is, you need to get in where you fit in.
And you made an interesting yeah. point during the break too, and being joined by Maury Embry here on Scoreland's official visit, you made a point of schools will send out 200 recruiting letters, but they're only going to sign 25.
Yeah, they'll send out up to 200. I mean, and not all schools do it. There are a lot of schools that are very ethical in that. And I would say Georgia Tech does a really good job of that. I would say Georgia does a really good job of that. They don't just send offers out just to send offers out. But there are a lot of schools out there that will blanket the landscape to see who they can actually pick up. And you know, they only have so many positions, and it's first come, first serve in a lot of cases. So kids get these offer letters, and they sit on them. And if you're not one of those top 25 guys in the nation, you know, somebody's going to take an offer. And when you decide you want to take that offer, it may not be there for you.
I think we saw a little bit of that with Michael Tamburo, the quarterback from North Gwinnett. We were reading our good friend Michael Carvell's article in the AJC talking about how he had an offer, or they thought an offer was coming from Texas Tech his junior year. He wanted to take the official visit out there, but didn't want to, because you can't take the official visit till you're a senior. Am I correct in saying that?
Right. You can't take, for football, you can't take that official visit until after the first day of your senior year.
All right. And ended up, he wanted to wait and maybe commit until he didn't want to commit until he got out there and saw the campus. Well, then another guy come in there and say, hey, I'll commit sight unseen, and he lost out on that. But he's in a good spot going out to Boise State. You think he's going to be successful out there?
That's where Oregon opens up this year.
So not too successful, right?
I hope not too successful.
But yeah, of course, your son Garrett Embry, quarterback out there. Let me ask you this. I don't want to get too much into this, but I do want to – we asked about – earlier off the air, but how does Garrett like the coaching change out there? Mike Bellotti turned the reins over to his coach in waiting, Chip Kelly. Is Garrett a fan of that?
Yeah, Garrett is actually a fan of it. He likes both Chip and Mike, and I like both of them also. Chip was actually the recruiter that recruited Garrett to Oregon, so he's known Garrett for, you know, that year that he got recruited, and also the year that he's been out there now. So, you know, Garrett pretty comfortable with Chip, and so the transition for Garrett is not that difficult, I don't think. And, you know, the other thing is Mike is going to be just down the hallway. I mean, he's going to be the AD, so he's not going anywhere.
That's true. Let me ask you this as well, kind of piggybacking on that last question. If there's a situation where a coach in waiting isn't named, and you send your child out, you've done all the legwork, you said 500, 700 hours of work trying to get your son recruited to a certain place, or maybe your daughter recruited to a certain basketball school, something like that.
Right.
And then the coach gets fired. Do you have any advice for parents on that? Like, do you want to say to your kid, make sure they go to a situation that's strong, or is it one of these things where – just go. You know, you've got a chance to go to a situation. Maybe the coach might get fired, but you got a chance to go play SEC football.
Well, one of the things I try to get parents to do and to realize is that when you're picking the school, don't pick it just for the football. Pick it for socially, academically, all the things that you want to be. Make sure you want to be there, even if you weren't playing football. That way it'll make your whole experience a whole lot better. So you got to do all the research, not just for the football side, but for the school side. I tell them to do research for schools based on their major and to pick three majors and find the best 10 schools for that major and then look at their football teams. So, you know, I try to take the approach from an academic standpoint when I'm talking to parents about helping them in the recruiting. Look at it academically and then decide on what football. Now, you know, the one thing about college football is invitation only. So you can pick the school, but if you don't get the invitation to play football there, you won't play football there, because walk-ons is a whole nother ball game with college football.
Maury Embry joining us on official visit from Scoreland on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. If people out there want to get in contact with you, if parents want to get in contact with you, or if potential student athletes want to get in contact with you, how can they do that? Besides coming out to McEachern next weekend.
Well, right now, I'm going to give out a phone number. It's 404-402-6595. If they want to get in touch with me, that'll be a good number to get in touch with me with. Like I said, I'm kind of in the transition right now. I'm changing from the company that I started into the SCORE recruiting that IJ and I are going to be launching. And like I said, this coming weekend will be the launch of that. So that's getting exciting. I'm seeing this thing grow, and I'm getting excited about it, and it seems like it's going to be a lot of fun just helping families and kids really understand the process. My whole thing is, and I tell parents at the very beginning, even if your kid doesn't get a scholarship working this system, he's going to be better prepared for college as a whole. Because you one thing you have to look at, you're not looking at the next 4 years of your son's life, you're looking at the next 40 years or your daughter's life. Because choosing the right college academically will set them for life.
He certainly knows his stuff. We're glad to have him on board. When we come back, we're going to talk to Giff Smith of Georgia Tech. This is SCORE Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
This is 790 The Zone, and you won't hear any of that depressing economic woe is me talk here.
The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere.
Y'all broke.
We're about the excitement. You don't have to have a job.
You don't have to spend a dime.
Take your mind off the economic crisis. Check your burdens at the door and enjoy the best and most entertaining sports talk in Atlanta.
First for sports.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Free. You have to admit, that's a pretty low price. But that's the price for a multi-point inspection at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. It's free. Get a detailed report of the overall condition of your vehicle. But that's not all. Your dealer also has special offers right now. Get Motorcraft brakes installed by a Ford-trained expert for just $79.95 or less after $20 mail-in rebate. Motorcraft brakes installed just $79.95 plus tax. And our Motorcraft-tested Tough Plus battery is now just $59.95 after $20 mail-in rebate, including a powerful 84-month warranty. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going. Visit your participating Atlanta area Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. No appointment necessary. We service all makes and models. Open Saturday. Hurry. Offers end 3/31/09. Battery with exchange, $79.95 MSRP. Taxes and installation extra. Limit one rebate per axle. Brake pads on most cars and light trucks.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for your Atlanta Hawks.
Marvin Williams on the drive. Puts it in. What a point game.
The Hawks, who are battling to hold on to the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference, are sure to bring you another exciting round of playoff basketball. Bacardi Gold is looking for Atlanta's biggest Hawks fan and wants to send you on the road to cheer on your Atlanta Hawks as they make their quest to win in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
DJ Brown, count it.
You get qualified? Stop by your favorite package store and look for the Bacardi Atlanta Hawks flyaway display. And while you're there, pick up a bottle of Bacardi Gold for great cocktails. For recipes, log on to Bacardi.com.
Childress, up and in.
Don't miss your chance to see the Atlanta Hawks on the road, including hotel, airfare, and tickets for two. For more details, log on to 790thezone.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster, a siren or the loud voice of an actual person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice security is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice free and just $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
Hi, I'm Drew Tutton, the general manager of Ed Vol's Chrysler Dodge Jeep on Cobb Parkway in Marietta. Right now, the manufacturer is offering employee pricing plus. That's 0% financing plus cash rebates as well as a lifetime warranty. Right now, get up to $12,000 off on a brand new 2009 Dodge Ram 1500 Crew Cab. A Chrysler Town & Country for $8,500 off. Or you can own a brand new 2009 Wrangler for just $15,995. Only at Ed Vol's Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Be American. Buy American.
Getting in shape and losing weight takes time and repetition. If you finally made up your mind to take charge of the way your body looks and feels, American Bodyworks 24/7 Fitness Clubs want to help. It's the American Bodyworks Economic and Fitness Stimulus Program. American Bodyworks is committed to making it economically feasible for you to look better, feel better, and have more energy. Remember, swimsuit season is just around the corner. There are more than 20 American Bodyworks 24-hour access neighborhood fitness clubs to serve you. Every club offers fitness memberships and personal training packages that are designed to fit your budget and help you realize your personal fitness goals. The American Bodyworks Economic and Fitness Stimulus Program invites you to come into any gym location today and receive a free fitness assessment, a free personal training session, and your first month membership absolutely free. American Bodyworks, building America stronger, one body at a time. Stop by today for your free fitness assessment, free personal training session, and free month of membership. Visit AmericanBodyWorks.com.
Mayhem in the AM.
Monday on Mayhem in the AM, we talk more about the NCAA tournament. We also find out how the Hawks did on the road in Cleveland against the Cavs. And we sit down and a walk of the duck, a walk of the duck, a walk of the duck.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
Flavor Flav, he got game, baby. He does.
Up again to me.
Ray Allen.
He got
in,
game.
In this movie from He Got Game.
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Did
you ever see that movie?
I did.
It's pretty good.
Decent.
The one-on-one scene at the end with Denzel.
Oh, yeah.
Turn the mic on.
Pretty good Spike Lee joint.
There you go.
It is on.
But there we go. Got Fletcher Proctor. Got Alex Ewald. Got Brian Jones. And our very special in-studio guest,
Mari Embry.
There he is right there. We are excited to have you with us. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Starting a new venture called
Score Recruiting
with I.J. Rosenberg. It's going to be great. It's going to be good stuff. We're going to be hearing a lot from you.
Yes.
You do good work.
Thank you.
But we're going to be joined in just a minute by Giff Smith of Georgia Tech, the recruiting coordinator from the Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket Athletic Program. Get to talk a little Yellow Jacket football. You know, nothing gets my toe a tapping quite like talking Georgia Tech football on a Sunday morning. Of course, 790 The Zone, the official home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. And you know what? Georgia Tech, I will give them their due. They beat UGA this past year.
I was
between
there at
the
game.
Hedges. And Paul Johnson, he did in 1 year what Chan Gailey couldn't do in what? In seven?
7 years.
He did.
And that was beat Georgia.
Now,
and you know what? And he didn't look phased or anything. He was like, hey, this is what I wanted to do.
Yeah, well, then you get the whole giving the players rings, and that's a whole other story. But, I mean, it, you know, beating
but you know
your
what,
rival.
You know what he did? He did what Lane Kiffin is trying to do, and that's smack the biggest bully in the schoolyard across the face. That's what Paul Johnson did. And part of it was because of what Giff Smith did, bring those recruits in.
Well, definitely. I mean, he's done a great job for a number of years, both under Coach Gailey. Brought in a great class, Jonathan Dwyer, ACC Player of the Year. He came in, and our guest Mari knows Jonathan from his days at Kel and continues to keep contact with him. And definitely a guy that came into college and worked hard, but a huge recruit coming out of high school.
But Giff Smith, tip our cap to him. He does a great job at Georgia Tech. And, in fact, joining us right now on the very special AT&T Zone phone, Giff Smith, thanks for joining us today.
I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, the recruiting coordinator down at Georgia Tech, and Alex, you've had a chance to talk with them before. Talk with Coach Paul Johnson.
Well, yeah, I had a conversation with Coach Johnson, and sort of his approach with recruiting. It seems like it, over the last couple months has been he's sort of pushing for a lot of openness and sort of a different philosophy, trying to cut some of the drama and extra stuff that goes on with recruiting. This latest example with Kyle Westman, the latest recruit. But it seems like he's definitely with recruits trying to sort of a policy of, you know, getting it all out in the open. What is that sort of what he's trying to do?
I think so. I think anybody that knows Coach Johnson, that's pretty much how he is. He's a matter of fact on everything. And that's kind of how he's approached it with these kids in recruiting. And with the limited number of scholarships, you know, being upfront and honest and, you know, I can't comment specifically on certain kids, but if a certain kid we view as an offense or a defensive guy, we want him to understand exactly where we're coming from in the recruiting. So nothing's a shock on signing day or the day they report. So, you know, that everything starts with the head coach, and that's how he approaches it, and that's how the rest of the assistants go about their business.
Now, Coach, looking ahead to this next year, I guess the numbers game, you got to play the numbers game a little bit. What are we looking at, I guess, just to give the listeners an update? I think it was 12 to 15, something like that, that you'd be able to take coming in next year. But I guess talk about the numbers game for this next class, 2010, and then also some of the areas of need that you're really going to emphasize.
Well, I think going into next year, like you said, it is kind of a juggle right now. We're kind of anticipating 12 to 16, and that's based in if somebody decides to come out early and some different scenarios. But, you know, we're a little bit felt like we caught up on the defensive line this past year. We do not have a specific area that we feel like we have to address in this year's recruiting class. What we're wanting to do is be able to sign, you know, two or three guys at on each side of the ball in certain positions to keep classes balanced. And that's one thing we really strived over the last two or three years, trying to balance up the class. And we feel like we got that right now. So there's not a particular need. We're looking for the best players that fit our system offensively and defensively.
Hey, Coach, I realize that you're also the defensive line coach, and I just wanted to ask you, what's the one thing you like about your prospect defensive end, Luke Cummings, at Centennial High School?
I think, you know, his first step is tremendous. I think he's got some range. He's got some length to him. I think his best football is ahead of him. I really think he can be an excellent edge rusher for us. We're really excited about what Euclid is going to be able to bring to the table for us.
Now, Coach, another defensive end prospect, actually in the program now, from North Clayton, Emmanuel Deke. I know spring practice hadn't started yet officially, but he's in the program, an early enrollee. What have you seen his development so far? How's he doing over there?
He's been tremendous. I think he's obviously the other kids have not reported, but he's just been such a surprise on his maturity level and how he's attacked the weight room. His body has changed so much in 2 months. It's unbelievable. I'm very excited to see what he can do this spring. I mean, he's 240 right now. He competed well in our all-season mat drills. He doesn't carry himself like a freshman. So it's going to be really interesting to see how Emmanuel does this spring. I'm going to put him in the fray. I'm going to challenge him. And it's going to be curious to see how he responds. I think we're going to like how he responds, though.
This is Score Atlanta's official visit on WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company, being joined by Giff Smith of the Georgia Tech University Yellow Jackets recruiting coordinator. And let me ask you a question, Coach, on this one. When it comes to in-state prospects, I mean, are you guys – I know we mentioned this a minute ago, but going up against the University of Georgia, you guys did it on the football field last year. Do you target as much, or is it more recruiting for your system? It doesn't matter if they come from Georgia. It doesn't matter if they're 4 stars, 3 stars, 5 stars. You just want the right players. Do you guys? How does that go, I guess?
Well, that is, you know, we obviously are going to start in-state looking for the players that fit our system. You know, we do a detailed job of trying to evaluate kids and how they fit in and kind of our need basis. And it takes it a little bit of a special type of kid to come to Georgia Tech. You have to be willing to compete in the classroom as well as on the football field. And so we try to identify kids that fit that need. And going up against Georgia, I mean, we're going to go against them in recruiting, no different than we go on the field against them. And they're doing their job of evaluating what fits them best, too. And I think both schools are very fortunate to be in a state that has the caliber of athletes, student athletes, that the state of Georgia does. So I think there's enough to go around, and there's going to be some battles, and it'll be fun.
And it's a lot more fun when you win that game like you did between the hedges last year, right, Coach?
It is. You know, winning also makes a difference. But one thing we've talked about as a staff and also in recruiting, it can't just be a one-year wonder deal. You got to be able to do it year in and year out, and that's how we're going to approach the season next fall, and also in recruiting. We want to be the best. We want to win a national championship, and that's how we're going to approach recruiting and also on Saturdays.
Now, Coach, as far as recruiting and where you're going to get your players, there are a number of programs, especially in the state, that run similar offenses to what the Yellow Jackets are running. Do you sort of look at a kid that's in one of those offenses that has the background and maybe value them a little bit higher than a kid, say, that's running a spread where they throw the ball every down? Or is that even something that you look at? Maybe you just want to get the best athletes in the fold.
Well, that's an interesting question. I think, obviously, when they run the same system, it's pretty easy to evaluate. It takes some projections out of different styles of offense, and that's why we really strive to get kids into our camp during the summer. We're not going to limit a kid just because he comes from a different style of offense. But I think that's where it comes into camp and also film evaluation to be, you know, Coach Johnson's done it for a number of years on his offense, being able to identify who fits into his system. So we feel pretty secure in our evaluation.
Now, Coach Smith, let me ask you this. This is more on a personal level. Do you enjoy – we've seen the University of Georgia's Rodney Gardner get a lot of recent publicity of hey, is he going to go to Auburn? Is he going to go to Tennessee? Do you like working with Coach Johnson? I mean, do you see yourself at Georgia Tech for the long haul, or do you have aspirations of your own of